la pietà.
After the long line, it was smaller than I had remembered, as if it had mummified. I missed being close to it, running my fingers along it. Although, even at this distance, I could see the shining, polished knee and thigh, where hands had buffed involuntarily through the centuries. I remember touching its coolness, trompe l'oeil of the white marble, bunched and folded as cloth, the dislocated right shoulder. Thirty years later, behind the bulletproof glass and the barrier now, a sculpted chunk of white snow, suspended in time, soiled no more by passing traffic. Like a glimpse through a car window of a roadside accident, frozen in a flashing, passing frame. A woman crouched, holding a man. The mesmerizing misfortune, darkly spellbinding. The woman's face, frozen in an agonizing, compassionate glance, mirroring the frustrating, irreversible sequence of events that strive to convey the loss only remotely imaginable of a mother cradling her dead son.